Evelien's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Transition is the main issue in this diary, but this girl does have a life. Science, theater, poetry and music will pop up now and then, and so will work and politics. Bus stop. Julia had taken me to work by car, so I had to return home by bus. From a long way away I could hear I wouldn't be alone at the bus stop. There was a guy with a skateboard there, and he was obviously bored. I knew he was going to bother me, so what should I do? Walk on to the next bus stop? I don't think so. It turned out to be a 7-year-old. He was making quite a lot of noise for his age, but now he devoted his attention to me. He was showing off some acts of braveness on his skateboard, and he told me that soon, on his 8th birthday, he would get a new skateboard. Well, I think it was high time he got a new one, because his board didn't look very good anymore. The paint had come off at several edges, and the bearing seemed to be worn out too, because it wouldn't even roll smoothly down a slope anymore. Of course he was trying to get me to talk, to find out whether I was a man or a woman, but I wasn't in for playing any games, so I even talked to him spontaneously. I said I hope one of those new buses will come along, a Phileas. I would love to have a ride in one of those. Oh yeah, the grey ones, he said. Those are okay. No, in America I've seen a bus that was all gold-coloured. After a few minutes of chatting, he was convinced I was a man, so he asked, "Why are you wearing women's clothing?" "Because I like it," I said. "I feel much more at ease like this." "Ah, so that's why," he said. "You know, on my birthday I will get a surfboard with much better wheels." Yeah, he knew exactly what he wanted. Well, almost. He still had to decide what print he would like most on the bottom side of the board. There was a choice between the print of a motorcycle jumping a building or a couple of dice. I thought the motorcycle was much more suitable for a surfboard, and so I told him, but he was still undecided. Eventually a bus arrived. It was not a Phileas, but a normal, boring city bus. I took it anyway, because all this was taking too much of my time. Today it took me a whole hour to travel the distance I usually do in 20 minutes on my bicycle. But still it was a nice experience to have met this little guy. I can explain what is the matter with me in a few words, and that's all he needs to know. Then he switches the subject back to what interests him, skateboards. I wish all people were like him. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.